Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chris Wright welcoming you to another edition of Minutes with Marnie, the periodic news review show for super busy women, featuring your show host Katie Deal and media expert Marty Swedberg. If you'd like to receive the Marnie Minute by email, sign up for free at marnie.com. That's www.marnie.com. It's spelled M-A-R-N-I-E. And now, buckle up for a few minutes of fun and perspective as Katie interviews Marnie on today's hot news topic.
Hi, I'm Katie Deal. Thanks for joining us today. The new year triggers lots of thoughts of reflection, evaluation, and redirection. But with life now moving at warp speed, you'll need to pull a Luke Skywalker and make a quick correction anytime you see your trajectory is off, even just a little bit. Marnie Swedberg is the author of the Marnie Method book series for super busy women, and she joins us now to share her 7 for 2011 strategies for a successful new year. Welcome, Marnie.
Hi, Katie. Hi, everybody.
I, for one, get wrapped up in the possibilities of a new year, a fresh start. I love change, and I absolutely love January 1st. It might be my favorite day of the year. However,
so awesome.
it is. I love it. But once March rolls around, I tend to slip into my old habits, and things become dull, and I find myself in a rut. You have 7 tips for keeping that energy alive throughout the year and making the most of 2011. So let's start with the first one. Realize your uniqueness.
Actually, too, and before we get going on these, Katie, I want to just back up and say one of the mindsets you've got to have in 2011, if you're going to be successful, is to press the restart button anytime you want. You don't have to wait until 2012. Just
right.
if you need to set a new goal, set a new direction, just do it right then in the moment. So these are the seven redirections or the 7 things that I think it's important for us to go into the year remembering. I can reset these things anytime. Anytime I want to. So number one is to realize your uniqueness, to just recognize that you are so unique. Katie, there's nobody like you. There's nobody like me. There's nobody like anybody else. We're all different, and we know that, and yet somehow we kind of get along in this mindset where we think we're supposed to be like everybody else. And I just say, you know, when God linked your 3 billion base pairs of DNA together, He did it with precision.
Absolutely.
And if He didn't do it with precision, you would just be a mess. You would be like a blob. You would not be you. And He made you for a reason. For such a time as this, you were born into this century. You were born into this part of the world, wherever you are. You were born into your unique family. You were born the race that you are. You were born with unique gifts and talents, with unique perspectives. And it's time for you to go into this new year saying, I am unique. I am me. What am I supposed to be doing with my life? Because it's going to look different from anybody else.
Exactly. Exactly. And change is good, but you also have to remember that you are you. And some things just will not change.
And you know what? The sooner you just settle into the reality that you are you. You are you. You have your own set of weaknesses and strengths. You have your own gifts, and you have your own disabilities, whether they're like a learning disability like me or whatever you have. You have your own set that you've got to deal with, and you have to recognize this is me. And to just not only recognize it, but at some level, at some point in your life, you're going to have to embrace that, or you're not going to be successful.
Exactly. Now, New Year's is a great time. The New Year is a great time to realign your relationships, and that's your second tip.
It is, and I have a different kind of approach to it for you this year. When you're thinking about going into the new year, I want you to think about who your most important people are, maybe even your most important person. Who is the most important person in your life? And, of course, life is so busy. But if you found out, if a doctor told you that that person had only 1 year to live, how would you readjust your schedule to make more quality time with that person? Now do it. Just do it. I don't mean that you have to move back, you know, live in the house with your parents, because reality speaking, if you found out that one of your parents was going to die in a year, you probably would have to keep your job. But what would you do? You would make some mental adjustments. You would make some adjustments in your schedule. And I'm telling you, if you do that this year, you will never regret it. You will never look back and say, I wish I wouldn't have spent my time that way. I wish I would have spent it somewhere else. You will have such a better relationship for it. So whoever it is, whether they're in your house or far away, think about, what would I do if they only had a year to live? Make some adjustments.
Right. Live in the moment and
You bet.
Don't take
capture
things for
what
granted.
You can. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Reevaluate your priorities is your third tip.
This is a big one for me, and you have to keep doing this. You can't just do it once a year. Do it often. Do it once a month, however often you want to, but make a target like an archery target on a piece of paper. Have the center little circle and radiant circles going out to the outside edge, and you don't have to do so many circles, maybe just four or five. But in the center, write down your most important thing, the most important thing in your world. What is your number one priority in your whole life? Write that in the center. And on the outside edge, write the things that are in your life, but maybe they're not very important, but they're in your life. Every day or every week or every month or every year you have to do these things because they are part of your life. Put them on the outside edge. And then in the middle, prioritize the other things in your life into the zone, second, third, fourth, like that, out. And what you've got is you've got a good way now to say when you're making your to-do list, these are the things I have to do today, this week, this month. Then you know how to prioritize them. The thing that's in the middle has to get the priority. The thing in the second tier from the middle has to get the second priority, like that, out to the edge. And the other things, they get to have the time that's left. And that's what you get to give them. And if you're finding that you're giving one of those exterior things too much priority, too much of your time compared to the middle things, you're either procrastinating, which is possible, you have to get past that, or you may have to say to yourself, you know what, this used to not be very important to me, but I find that this is now very important to me, and move it closer to the center. So just be real with yourself, be honest with yourself, and it'll help you to accomplish much more in 2011 than you did in 2010.
Exactly. That is taking listing to a whole new level. You're now grasping, and I love it.
Now you.
Next tip.
I'm enabling you, Katie.
Right. That's not a bad habit to have, I guess, though.
No.
This next tip goes along with the reevaluating your priorities. I think it goes hand in hand. Reestablish your goals.
One thing that I did this past summer, we went on a vacation, and I had one day I just sat down and I took a notebook and I just wrote down over 100. I just wrote down everything I could think of that I wanted as a goal in the rest of my life. I just wrote down everything that came to mind. I'd still like to do this. I'd still like to do that. I'd like to accomplish this. I'd like to see this happen. I'd like to go there. You know, like that. I wrote down everything I could think of just quickly, very quickly. I just wrote it all down on a list. And then what I did is I prioritized them into number ones. These are the things that I really do want to do. Tens, these are the things, okay, pie in the sky. I'd like to maybe, but, you know, it's probably never going to happen, and if it doesn't, I'm not going to cry about it. And then number fives are kind of like somewhere in the middle between those things. Yeah, I want to do this, but I might not be able to do this, but I want to do it, but I might not be able to do it, you know, like that. So, and then what you do is you take your top, you look at your number ones now, and you say, which three of those am I going to work on right now? Starting this week, starting this month, starting this year, I'm going to work toward those three goals. Even the studies have shown that even just writing down all those things makes a difference in how many of them happen. And taking it to the next level where you prioritize it makes an additional difference. And if you actually take steps toward it, obviously, that's going to make
the
most difference.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you're like me, you'll write a goal that you've already accomplished and cross it off.
Right, so you can cross it off. And then we all feel good about it.
Right. So you've done something. Now, this one is a difficult one. Revisit painful places. Why do you recommend that?
Because they're bothering you all the time. So what happens is, and you can look at people's faces around you, you'll react to something, and you'll think it's a perfectly normal reaction, but other people will kind of look at you like you're from Mars or something, you know, like with this look on their face. I wonder why she said that right then, you know, or, you know, this is a great example I heard used, and I use it a lot because everybody can relate to this. You go to, and somebody pulls into a parking spot right in front of you. I mean, you've just come all the way around. You're there first. They pull in front of you. I mean, a whole movie was done on this scene. but, you know, we all experience a frustration in that moment. Some people experience rage. Literal rage in that moment. It's in those parking spot moments in your life, and it might not have anything to do with driving. It's just in a moment where you have this overreaction. It's something that, yeah, anybody would be upset about, but you get violently upset, or your emotions just go skyrocketing out of control. In those situations, you really want to take time to get to the bottom of what is triggering that in you. Don't just keep doing it the rest of your life. get some help. Find out what is triggering that in you so that you can get it fixed, because every time you have an out-of-control moment like that, an out-of-proportion response like that, it's just a red light on your dash saying something is seriously wrong right here. The rest of your life might be working fine, but right here you've got an issue. And it gives you the opportunity to say, I'm going to put it in a little box and I'm going to set it aside to deal with another time. Or you can say, now's the time. I just encourage you that sometime in 2011, you want to deal with some of those things that are tripping you up all the time. They keep coming up, they bother you, they bother the people around you, and you don't know why, you don't know what to do about it. Get some help and find out.
Exactly. And it, especially if it's a trend, that it's one particular
Absolutely.
Thing, that not just stress buildup, because everybody does that every now and then. You get too much,
right.
you're just done. And you,
right.
you know, might blow your top inappropriately. And this, if it's something particular that like road rage or something like that, then there's obviously an issue there.
Exactly. And it's usually I identify them in my own life by places that are so painful that I don't ever want to go there again. And when they come up, it's like, I don't want to be here ever again. And
right.
then it's like, okay, wait a minute. I really need to fix this. I need to get to the bottom of why I feel that way, because this is part of my life. Not going away.
Exactly, which will allow you to go to our next tip, which is reposition yourself.
I say roll over, just get out of there. You know, if you're off balance, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you've got to just shift a bit or change a lot or call it quits, do something different. And the main key here, and this is so important that you hear my heart on this one, is that you don't burn your bridges. Because a lot of people say, I can't tolerate this anymore. I see I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. I see that this isn't going the way I planned, the way I hoped, the way I dreamed, the way it should. And they have to make a change. But what I encourage you to do is don't burn your bridges. And the reason is because no matter how you handle this situation, you want it to be possible that a simple modification or a mental epiphany or a miracle would be a pleasant surprise. Instead of, oh, no, I totally can't go back now because I did that. You know, just as you're making these changes, don't make them so permanently, so quickly. You know, I mean, people are literally throwing away their marriages. And I watch it time after time. 2 years later, they wish they could come back. You know, it's
exactly.
like, hang in there. You know, don't burn the bridges. You know, just know, tides in, tides out. Life changes. Things flex and ebb and flow. And you just got to flow with them a little bit instead of burning your bridges every day and not being able to go back when the little thing that was bothering you or maybe even a monstrous thing that was bothering you changes. And the reality is there is hope. Until we're dead, there is hope.
Right, and January 1st and the whole month of January is a great time to get yourself in alignment. One of those things is to reconnect with God, which is your seventh tip.
And, you know, you're busy, I'm busy, everybody's busy, but nobody is too busy for God. It says in the Bible.
He's not too busy for us.
Absolutely, and he's a little busy himself, if you consider.
Right.
But, you know, it says in the Bible that it's Jesus Christ himself who is holding us together. And, you know, if I were to say to you, you know, the air that you're breathing is not something that you're entitled to. It's a gift. And the person who's giving you the gift every single second is God. And do you have time for the person who's giving you the gift of air? You know, the gift of a heart that's beating, the gift of life itself. Do you have time for that person? Well, of course you do. If you don't, it's just simply because you don't recognize how much meaning he is giving your life. He is giving you your life. It belongs to him. And if you aren't spending time with him, it's just because you don't understand it. And I hope that you'll learn more about that. Read Feeling Loved. Go over to Marnie.com. There's all kinds of great stuff there. And that's a great way. That's a great way to get started if you don't know where to start with God.
This is fantastic. To learn more about all of Marnie's stress testing strategies, for super busy women, visit her website at Marnie.com today. Thanks, Marnie.
Bye, everybody. Have a great day. Bye, Katie.
Bye.